It's concentrating on the where, not the how. Now, the how is important, but if you don't know where you're going, the how is going to stop you.
Welcome to Small Business Talk for Coaches with Cathy Smith. This podcast is the ultimate resource for coaches looking to transform their coaching passion into a thriving business. Cathy Smith began a journey as a marketing professional in 2001 and has helped thousands of businesses to grow. Cathy specializes in helping coaches and is dedicated to showing you how to get your first clients and many more. If you are ready to take your coaching practice to the next level, then you are in the right place. Whether you are just starting your coaching journey or you're an experienced coach not seeing the results you desire, this podcast is for you.
Welcome to Small Business Talk for Coaches, episode 234. Sometimes it's quite hard to pick a topic. I was talking to some people this morning about it's not a case of too little, it's always too much. Which particular topic do I pick? But this week it's been really easy. Something that kids come up two or three times, lots of people are talking about. It's concentrating on the where, not the how. Now, the how is important, but if you don't know where you're going, the how is going to stop you. And I've just recorded episode 237. So yes, I'm ahead, which is amazing. And I had a special guest there, and she was talking about limiting beliefs and the negative beliefs and how we stop ourselves. And the how really can stop ourselves. So if you have made $1 million in your business, then you know how you got there. So you can look back and see how you did it. But if you've only made $100,000 or you haven't made any money in your business, getting to $1 million can be quite difficult. And thinking of the how is probably what's going to stop you. But if you set that goal of the $1 million, and then you just go for it. And yes, you do have to do things. You have to do the tactics and you have to try different things. But if you pick one particular how to do and that doesn't work out, then you can try a different how and you can continue to do that. But if you don't know where you're going and you're just going down the road of that one particular how, it can be really tough if things don't work out because you've got no guiding light. You don't know where you're going. You don't know what that is that you want to do. So it's interesting how we think about the how. So it used to be that the how didn't matter. If you go back to when you were a child and you wanted to walk, the reason you wanted to walk was you wanted to get over there to the where. It might have been mum, it might have been dad, it could have been a sibling, it could have been a fancy toy that took your fancy. It could have been an animal, one of your pets or something. But as a child, as a small baby, the how wasn't important. It was just a case of where. And you tried and tried and tried until you could crawl and then you could walk. Then once you could walk, then you tried again until you could run because you wanted to get there quicker. And then maybe after that, you learned to ride a bike and you fell down a few times and you got up. But you knew where you wanted to go. You wanted to go on that bike and you maybe wanted to go down the street or play with the other kids, something like that. So we weren't quite so caught up in the how. We weren't thinking on a bike, okay, it's one pedal in front of each other. Sometimes now we do if we're trying to go a long way and it's a bit difficult. We might be going pedal, 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 one pedal, one pedal, one pedal, get to the corner, get to the next corner, quantifying all of that sort of stuff. But the point is that we just did it. We tried it. We got up. We moved. We did it. Whereas in our businesses, we're very worried about the how. So is it potentially because we're worried about failing? Does our business have so much more wrapped around it? What is it that we're worried about? Why don't we do the how? Why do we only do the how? Why don't we do the why? So quite often we have people that will make goals. You make a New Year's resolution. You make a goal at the beginning of the year. I'm going to do this. You think about that goal and you think, okay, I've got to do some Facebook ads or I've got to do social media or I'm not doing social media. I'm only doing email or whatever particular tactic it is. And then it doesn't quite work out the way you thought it was. So you shelve that goal and you try another one. But what if you took that big goal, that goal for the year, 2 years, 3 years? I love the saying that says that we underestimate what we can do in a year and we overestimate what we can do in 10. So if you're thinking about that big goal and you've got 10 years to do it, if in the first year you don't get there, the second year you don't get there, third year you don't get there, fourth year you don't get there, et cetera, et cetera. But on that ninth year, you got there. Then you've still achieved it in that 10-year span. And we don't think of ourselves as a failure. But if we set that goal for 1 year, so 9 times we would think of ourselves as a failure. But we didn't. We achieved it in the 10 years. And we quite often do that, don't we? We think, okay, we're going to set this goal. We go along and we do the how. We get these tactics. We maybe buy a course or follow a book and it doesn't work. Oh, no, we can't do it. But I'm sure you've all heard of the penny effect. If you compound one penny on top of another penny and keep doubling it, it eventually gets to $1 million. But that last one that doubles is so far from $1 million. So it's that compounding effect. And that's quite often what the why does. The where, we know what it is that we want to do. So we compound it. We try something that doesn't work. We try something else that doesn't work. We try something that works a little bit. Then we go again and we continue to go until we get to the where. But if we're only doing one tactic, next tactic, next tactic, and that doesn't work, then we've got all those failures stacked up. Not just that didn't work, so let's try the next one, try the next one, try the next one. And then we've got a compound learning effect and then we get there. But that's not how we think about it in business. Why not? Why don't we think about any business like that? So it's really interesting that you can see a group of people and they might be doing a program, for instance, or a course. It might have been the people that you went through your coaching training with. Some do really well. They do exceptionally well. They fly. Suddenly they've got this thriving business, and others don't do well at all. 10 years later, they're still sitting there not doing well. So why is that? Did they not have a big enough where? Was their why big enough? Did they focus on the tactics or did they not do anything at all? So having that where, knowing where you want to go, makes such a difference. It's a bit like a holiday. If you say, right, I want to go to Italy, and you're in Australia or America, okay, how am I going to get to Italy? Okay, now I can think about the how. I could go by boat, by ship. I could go by aeroplane. I could fly into somewhere else and then catch a train. You start thinking about the different ways you could do it. But if you're just thinking, I want to go on holiday, well, you could walk out the door, walk down to the local beach. Is that a holiday? Might be. But you need to know where you're going so that you can know what tactics are appropriate, what the how is. So when you start limiting yourself with, I don't know how, I can't, maybe think a little bit bigger. Think about where it is you want to go. What do you want to achieve in 1 year? What do you want to achieve in 3 years? What do you want to achieve in 10 years? And then start breaking those down. What do I need to do this year? What do I need to do this 6 months? What do I need to do this month? What do I need to do this week? What do I need to do today for that? How often do we have these goals that we want to do in a year and we do nothing for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks? So when we've got that plan of what we need to do and one thing doesn't work, then we can try something else and we can pivot and we can make it happen. But keeping those steps towards that where, that why, that big thing will make such a difference. So I look forward to seeing you again next week when we have got a great special guest and we're talking about coaching conversations. So I'm sure that you coaches are really going to enjoy that. So SBT audience, remember, enjoy your journey. Hey, did you enjoy this podcast? why don't you go and check out the Coach's Marketing Roadmap, your step-by-step guide to accelerate your journey to a thriving coaching business. The Coach's Marketing Roadmap.com.au. And don't forget to subscribe to Small Business Talk for Coaches podcast. Go to smallbusinesstalk.com.au for all the show notes from this episode. Remember, coaches, to be great, you must start. Pick one tip from today's episode, take action, and implement it. Coaches, you've got this. Let's meet again next week at the same time and place. Remember, just start. One step at a time, take consistent action, and enjoy your journey.